Thank you so much, Stephen.
Yes, sir.
It's been a joy to work with your worship associate. And to start off this sermon, you'll be watching three short videos. I really wanted to just bring you all there so you could see some of what I saw. So we'll be starting that, and then I will be speaking afterwards. Thank you.
Hey friends, Rev Kev here at the site of the Edict of Torda, where religious freedom was first established in Christian Europe in 1568 and allowed communities to elect their own preachers and decide for themselves what religion and tradition and preacher they should follow. Behind me is Francis David there making that proclamation, and I just want to read you a little bit of his history here behind me. This says that Francis David was the founder of the Unitarian Church of Transylvania and its first bishop. Francis David studied theology at Wittenberg and Frankfurt, initially a Catholic priest. He then joined the Lutherans and was elected a bishop. Since then, he was a gifted speaker and had many followers. He was appointed to the court of John Sigmund, Prince of Transylvania, and became Unitarian. By this decree, the Edict of Torda in 1568, which created freedom of Reformed traditions, Francis David laid the foundation of the Unitarian Church. The Unitarian denomination was recognized 3 years later by a decree issued at the Edict of Tagliamores on January 1576. And that important 1576 elected him as bishop of the Unitarian Church. And also you can see there in the back is John Sigmund, the Prince of Transylvania, who was the first and only Unitarian king. This is him depicted right here. That's King John Sigmund. We saw his grave at Alba Iulia with his mother, Queen Isabella. And here he is, Francis David himself. The faces of Francis David were based on the painter's families, and so we don't know what Francis David actually looked like in 1568, and so many of the women and the people you see, the faces in particular, are this artist's family. So what an amazing experience to be here in the place where the Edict of Torda happened here in Transylvania, where Unitarianism first began. As a queer Unitarian Universalist minister myself, this trip has been life-changing to know that religious freedom began here hundreds of years ago and continues to this day through us. Amen. Hey friends, this is the historic core of the Unitarian High School in Kolozsvár, Cluj-Napoca. This beautiful and historic structure you see behind me was built in 1901 in a single year and is one of the premier high schools in the whole country of Romania and all of Europe even. This Unitarian High School has been educating people in liberal values since 1901, and it's just an amazing structure. It's rooted in this structure of the Austrian kind of design, and there's dormitories. That top floor is dormitories where students live, classrooms. People come from all over the country to be here, and it's such an amazing structure. It makes me wish we had some Unitarian schools back in the States. And we're just here at the historic core of this beautiful school at the International Convocation for Unitarian Universalist Women. I'm here on behalf of Star King School for the Ministry, coming to you live from Cluj-Napoca or Kolozsvár. Thanks.
Hey friends, it's Rev Kev here in front of the Unitarian Church in Toruc in Transylvania, and we're about to walk into a 450-year-old Unitarian church. Walking through the center, we have our leaders here guiding us, and there's the minister of the church. Hi. There's an old tower, a clock tower. This is kind of the grounds of the church. All the Unitarian churches here have these wooden spires representing the church and the community and the culture. So I just wanted to... We're going inside now. This is Reverend Adele, who's been our tour guide. Hi.
Let's get inside.
Reverend Sophie and Dean, who helped lead this trip. Wow, we have the Edict of Torda, of course, 1568. And this is the entrance of the church. Whoa. Wow.
You speak from up there usually, right? That's where you speak. Okay.
Wow. And this is Reverend, what was your name again?
Martin.
Reverend Martin. He's the minister of the church here. This has been a Unitarian church since 1568, when the Edict of Torda happened. It's really exciting to be here. We're staying just a few blocks away, walked here, 5-minute walk this morning after the double sunrise, and so we're about to get started. Thanks. Beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense. The words of Rumi. Good morning, Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto. Welcome to the last Sunday service of 2024. Yes, we're here. We are here, and I'm so excited to journey with you today to the foundations of our Unitarian faith in Transylvania, and especially to that famous Edict of Torda that established legal protections for Unitarianism for the first time. If you get a chance, stop by in the back table. There's a 500-piece puzzle that was given to Starking School for the Ministry on behalf of the Unitarian Church. And so it's this really cool Edict of Torda puzzle. As you saw, almost every church has that image on the Edict of Torda as you walk in. It's that important to our folks. And so there's also the Edict of Torda is less than 150 words. All of it fits into this little cardboard cutout they gave me, and that's kind of cool to see the original Hungarian as well. The last time I was here at UU Church of Palo Alto was in February of this year, when I was fresh from the UU Church of the Philippines pilgrimage I was on, and it's exciting to be here back after my September pilgrimage to Transylvania. And thank you so much to the amazing Stephen for being our awesome worship associate. Thanks so much to Larry for your gifts of music. Thank you to your Reverend Amy for this invitation to preach. Thanks to Jeff, your congregational administrator, Tim, the whole worship team. Y'all have an amazing team here, and I can feel the love and feel the welcome as a guest minister. So thank you all so much for that. The videos that we saw were from September, from my three-week pilgrimage, 2 weeks in Transylvania, and 1 week in Poland, where some of the earliest Unitarians were called anti-Trinitarians when we first were established. And so some of the earliest anti-Trinitarian history is found in southern Poland, in Krakow in particular. There's a college there, Collegium Maus, that a lot of early anti-Trinitarians studied and secretly spread ideas back and forth. And we've always been heretics from our original foundings. And one thing I love about that trip in Krakow is that the church that the anti-Trinitarians, which became Unitarians, that church is the Church of St. Thomas. doubting St. Thomas, who doubted. So of course that would be their home church. And so, you know, Transylvania is at the crossroads. You know, every kind of town had its own sort of castle. Transylvania has been a multi-ethnic crossroads of Hungarian, Romanian, German, Saxon, Roma cultures. You know, sort of this was a place that had Christians, had Catholics, had Lutherans, you know, had other non-Christian religions as well. And so to really see the place where this all started, you know, really was life-changing. And so if you think about it, when, you know, Martin Luther and his 95 thesis, right, that was 1517. So only 50 years later comes along Francis David and the Edict of Torda, and, you know, sort of because of a lot of different series, ended up convincing the entire Hungarian Transylvanian court to adopt Unitarianism as the official law of the land. You know, if preachers could not be harmed as long as they're speaking their truth, people could elect their own ministers. That was revolutionary 450 years ago. That's what and that's a practice that still continues to this day in our Unitarian Universalist values. So the Edict of Torda declares that preachers everywhere are to preach the gospel according to their understanding of it. Let each parish keep a minister whose teaching is acceptable to it. And if at any point the congregation or the parish, it isn't working out, you know, you can make those decisions. And that's that gift and that strength that we get from Unitarian Universalism. Really, religious pluralism, being able to make up your own mind about the sacred things that matter most. Pluralism is the beating heart of our Unitarian Universalist faith, where revelation is not sealed, where each of us has a piece of the truth, a piece of it, and only together do we understand a glimpse at the whole. Our UU values guide us with the value of pluralism at its center. If you know, Article 2 recently passed last summer, which changed our values, or not changed, but clarified our values, and one of them, one of those seven values, is pluralism. Pluralism in our expressed values says that we celebrate that we are all sacred beings, diverse in culture, experience, and theology. We covenant to learn from one another in our free and responsible search for truth and meaning. We embrace our differences and commonalities with love, curiosity, and respect. That's who we are as Unitarian Universalists. And if you've ever wondered about the roots of our religious pluralism, it can be found here in the hills and valleys of the land beyond the forest, Transylvania. The Edict of Torda is summarized by what is attributed to Francis David: we need not think alike to love alike. We need not think alike to love alike. In my head, the words of Francis David mingle with those of Aboriginal Australian activist Lilia Watson, who deepens this analysis of what it means to show up for one another. She says, if you have come here to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with my liberation, then and only then, let us work together. We need not think alike to deepen the quality to which we listen to each other's stories. We need not think alike to fight for each other's collective liberation. My plea to Unitarian Universalists is to never forget that from its very beginning, we've been a multicultural, multi-faith, radical expression of religious freedom and collective liberation. We've always been dedicated to love, curiosity, and respect. This big world feels a little smaller now as I travel these unfamiliar paths and winding roads through Transylvania. I've been transformed, and I hope that more UUs are able to extend that circle of love beyond our national borders. We can use our upgraded COVID, post-COVID technologies to reach out to the Philippines to India, to Transylvania in ways that we were not able to in the early 90s when a lot of these formations, partnerships first formed. I am not the same Unitarian Universalist I was before each global pilgrimage I've done. Listening, being curious about the stories of your neighbor, of someone else down the street, deeply listening to one another from a place of love, curiosity, and respect is the essence of our Unitarian Universalist faith. As we end 2024, may our values as Unitarian Universalists guide us. May it hold us to that place of truth and collective liberation, knowing that we have our own work to do and we are guided by the principles and foundations of our values of justice, equity, transformation, pluralism, generosity, interdependence. This is what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist. May we be clear about what is ours to do and move the world towards collective justice in 2025. Amen. Blessed be. Thank you.